So have you found your treasure? Have you found your pearl? The gospel today repeats what we heard on Sunday. And it does bear continued reflection and continued self-examination. Have we sought to find that treasure, that pearl of great price? And if we have found it, do we enjoy, with joyful hearts, sell everything else for the sake of that treasure, for the sake of that pearl? Has it become our everything? If not, perhaps we can ask our blessed Lord to reveal to us those treasures that we've allowed to take His place in our life. Where are those pearls? Where are those earthly treasures that we are allowing to become a block for us from seeing the truth of who Jesus is? The saint that we honor today, Saint Peter Julian Aimard, was a priest in France in the 1800s. And he loved our Blessed Mother. He was a Marianist priest, and then he founded his own community centered on the Most Holy Eucharist. He loved Our Lady, and he loved the Eucharist. He found his treasure. He found his pearl. Yesterday, we had the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori, who lived maybe 50 years before St. Peter, who also loved Our Lady and loved the Holy Eucharist. So 2 days in a row, Mother Church gives us these saints to really give us concrete examples of those people who have sold everything and enjoy our living with their treasure and with their pearl. Have you found yours? There should be nothing in our lives that takes the place of Jesus. It should be the center of our life. You know, this merchant of pearls, he already had a life. He was already working, but he wasn't satisfied. He continued to search. It's easy at times to grow complacent, to think we've reached the level already. But let this merchant in the gospel be an example for us to never stop seeking, to continue to go deeper and deeper. And allow St. Peter Julian Aimard's intercession to really inspire a deep love for the Holy Eucharist. You may have seen the image of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. It's when our Blessed Mother is holding the Christ child and he's holding the chalice and the host. That image comes from St. Peter Julian Aimard, who founded his community on May 13th in the 1860s. It was May 13 when Our Lady appeared at Fatima. That date of May 13 was already a day set aside for Our Lady and the Eucharist. These central aspects of our faith, our pearl and our treasure. St. Peter Julian Aimard said this about Jesus and the Eucharist. He said, "He loves, he hopes, he waits. If he came down on our altars only on certain days, some sinner, on being moved to repentance, might have to look for him, and not finding him, might have to wait. Our Lord prefers to wait himself for the sinner for years rather than keep him waiting for one instant." The love of our Blessed Lord made present to us in the Holy Eucharist, who sits here waiting for each one of us to come. He'd rather wait here unadored than to have us come and him not be here. That is our treasure. That is our pearl of great price. What are you willing to sell to get it?